have your seats, please, and just greet the person next to you and say it's good to be in the presence of God today. It's a time of celebration, church. It's a time of celebration. Glory be to God. We've just gone through 21 days of prayer and fasting and believing God for some supernatural things to occur in our lives. And so, amen, we're here today with a sort of expectation of something spectacular. Amen. And if you are, amen, in the house of God today, you ought to come with your praise on. Yes. Hallelujah. You ought to come with a praise on. Praise God today. And today I want to share with us, amen, there are a couple of things that we're going to do today, but I want to share the word of God with us first, and then we're going to do the rest of it today. Praise God. And I'll be preaching from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. And for the past couple weeks, for this past season, we've been talking about spiritual warfare. We've been talking about weapons. We've been talking about the devil and demonic forces and wickedness and how as a child of God we are always involved in a war. If we're not fighting, the enemy is fighting us. And if we're not fighting, that means we're losing. For the weapons are for warfare. They're not carnal, but mighty through God today. And today we want to allow me to share with you today the theme called Four Weapons That Will Defeat Your Enemy. Four weapons. Now, in the Word of God, throughout the Scripture, there are many weapons at our disposal. Many weapons. But today, among the many, we're going to look at four. We have a skit camp later on, but that's for later. For the past couple weeks, I've been checking out that text, that particular chapter, and it is pregnant with truths, and there are so much lessons for us that I want to share today. I'm really passionate about this word today. But let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your people. Lord, your word brings life. Your word brings light. Your word brings transformation. Your word brings deliverance. Your word brings healing. Your word brings peace. Your word brings joy. Hallelujah. May your word, Father, may it flow with the anointing today, that everyone will receive that which was ordained for them to receive, as God allow. We thank you for the soul that will be touched, blessed, changed, transformed by the power of God. And you alone will get the glory. And you alone will get the praise. And the church say. Amen. Now, before I actually get into chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles, allow me to kind of share with you, amen, a little bit about Jehoshaphat. Allow me to create some context. He was just about the fourth king of Judah. He was about 35 years old when he began to reign. He reigned for about 25 years. Before he came on the scene, Judah were idol worshippers, and they were in a number of different kind of sinful practices. And when this man came on the scene, things changed. Allow me, first of all, to kind of interfere with what I think is happening here. Because there are times that there are people in your life. God, glory to God. Help me, somebody here. Sometimes there are people in your life, right? All what they want, amen, is only what you have to give. My Lord, somebody. They never have to give that they always want. There are some people, amen, they are your friends only because of what they can get from you. So I'm kind of wondering, are they truly my friends or not? There are some people, amen, as long as you are doing what they want you to do, they are your friends. The many times you say, you know what, I see the light, I go make a change. Oh, Lord, somebody, amen. Because they tell as a Christian, you know, the time you got some folks, amen, they're good body Christians, amen. But when you're involved in all kind of ungodly practices, and the one that will say, you know what, the kind of life you're living, the things you're doing, it don't match up to what I'm called to do. So you know what? I want to save my soul. I may have to back off from you. And sometimes people like that will say, well, what you're playing? All of a sudden, you're playing best Christian. What a change. But I believe, church, the Bible says, amen, that every man must work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. My God, I say, if you are a man of God, or a woman of God, and the person you're hanging out with is not a good influence, tell them it's time for me to move on. My God, my God. And all of a sudden, Jehoshaphat became, amen, noted in Judah, because he decided to change some stuff. Amen. And part of the history tells us, amen, that as a king, he pretty much did a reformation of Judah. He pulled down all the idol worships. Amen. He sent priests and Levites throughout Judah, amen, to teach the word of God. The Bible says, glory to God, the man became devoted to God. Amen. And then he began to trust God. Even his enemies get vexed with him. Now, can I say something? Whenever you decide to move up in God, the enemy will get vexed with you. Whenever you decide to get committed to God, look out, amen, the enemy don't like that. My Lord, so here we are, amen, in chapter 20 of 2 Chronicles. The nation has been reformed. The people at rest. The people are serving God. And all of a sudden, here comes trouble. All of a sudden, here comes problems. My Lord. But may I remind us, church, this Christian life, amen, there are times of joy. There are times of excitement, amen. But we dare not forget that as long as we are living this Christian life, we're going to have to fight some battles. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Make up your mind, amen. If you want to live for Jesus, you're going to have to fight some battles. And here, Jehoshaphat and Israel and Judah are faced with problems. They're faced with trouble. Interestingly, sometimes trouble comes in threes. Trouble comes in threes. The Bible says, and after this, one verse one, the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites, came what? Against Jehoshaphat. To battle. I also see something in verse 2 here. Folks, help me here, you know, because again, there are so many simple tips and truth in there. It's amazing. It's amazing. You got to read this thing over and to get some truth here. So first of all, here he's saying that the Moabites and the Ammonites, and with them some of the Meunites, the Atarites, he may come against Jehoshaphat for battle. But watch this. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you. I kind of like that. Because at times when the enemy is planning against you, God will put someone to aim and keep you in the loop. My God. God going to have someone to cover your back. My Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So the enemy cannot surprise you. My God. Did you see that there? What? Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea. And behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, in Gedi, Watch this. And Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. One of the four weapons that will cause us to win the spiritual battle is the weapon of prayer and fasting. My God, somebody. Hallelujah. How do you respond when trouble comes? How do you respond, my God, when there are problems? God told us when there are problems and trouble, the first thing you must do, hallelujah, don't tell nobody, tell it to Jesus, hallelujah. Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. The first weapon to fight the enemy will be the weapon of prayer and fasting. Mark that down. Watch this. It gets kind of nice here too. Watch this. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. From all the city of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, another point here. It's in there. Watch this. Whenever you encounter problems, whenever trouble comes, you want to be careful whom you're going to tell. My God. There was something here, church. There's something here. I said, whenever problems arise or trouble, be careful whom you're going to tell. There are some people who just want to know your business. My God. They never tell you their business, but they always want to know your business. My God, tell them, leave people business alone. My God. My Lord, somebody. All I want to hear is your business. Listen, if you're going to share your issues with people, what the word is in there? If you're going to share your problem, share your problem with people that love you, with people that care about you, with people who know how to pray. My God. Oh my God. Share your problem with people that know how to pray. Don't share your problem with people who are gossipers. My God, all they do, they want to hear a problem to tell somebody. You don't hear? I hear. First, so tell it to Jesus. Or tell it to others who knows how to pray. Tell it to those who love you. Tell it to those who care about you. My Lord, somebody. It's in there. So there's a war. A battle about to be fought. The first thing he did, in the midst of being fearful, he began to pray and to fast. That's the first weapon. The second weapon we see here is what? The weapon of unity. He called all of Judah to do the same. My God, what? Why? Because one shall choose 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 into flight. My God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, where the twos and the threes are gathered, my God, in my name, I am in the midst. I said, when you got problems and trouble, tell somebody who's going to help you pray. And assembled the people before the court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, watch this. You are not God in heaven, are you not? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Now, I wouldn't read through everything here, but from that verse to about verse 12, what we see happening here is the king and the people are praying to God, but most of the prayers is about God, not about the problem. Sometimes we can find ourselves so problem-minded that it robs us of our time when we should be praying to God. We're so focused on the problem. We should focus upon the problem solver. My God, the Bible says to cast all your cares upon him because he cares. He's a friend that's taken closer than a brother. In all of his prayers, my God, he recognized the supremacy and the power of God. And what's this? When you pray and fast, that's one weapon. When you unite, that's the second weapon. The third weapon we see, amen, from verse 17, watch this. Watch this. My Lord. Let me see here. Oh, let me get it here. From verse 13. Meanwhile, while battle is about to get hot, meanwhile, all Judah stood where? Before the Lord. Hallelujah. What a place to be. They stood before the Lord. With the little ones, their wives, and their children. Folks, you have the picture in your mind. 3-1. A three vast army against a small tribe in Judah. Picture in your mind. Maybe the U.S. have approximately, together with the reserves, approximately 4,000 soldiers. 4 million soldiers. Am I in New York? Are you scared, right? Yes. Approximately 4 million soldiers, including the reserves. It is believed that China, including the reserve, could have close to 300 million. Because in China, it's mandatory you got to serve. Could you imagine the panic? Yes, we got some serious weapons, but China got some serious weapons too. Because they're good at stealing technology. They're king of that. They're king of counterfeit. So they got some serious weapons as well. But could you picture China with its 300 million soldiers with America 4 million? And you hear there is going to be a war. China is about to invade the U.S. Trust me. Papio? Airport. I don't even say parking. A gun. Now, the problem is, if you're born here, where are you going to go? There is no other home. Picture the panic. That's what the Bible says. Jehoshaphat was fearful, shaking in your boots. My God, my two, I'm here with these three guys. Folks, what a bad. People are nervous. The Bible says that even the children, what? They begin to seek God. Yeah. Even the children. Yeah. That says when children begin to pray, trust me, that means thing bad. Yeah. Thing bad. Remember of Esther. When things are bad, amen, they were about to be annihilated. He said, look, go fast and tell all the Jews and children fast for 3 days. Eat nothing. Man, woman, child, beast. Everybody, pray. Fast, tut moon bagay. Folks, Desperate situations requires desperate measures. There are some things that God will not do until we begin to get, my God, until we begin to get, my Lord, somebody. There are some situations that God will not intervene until he see our desperation, until he see our hunger and our thirst. Yes, God. Yes, God. My God. Yes. Even the children have to pray and fast. Yes. Then what happens? What happens here? Verse 14. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Ziel, son of Manaiah, and delivered of the son of Asaph in the midst of December. And he said, listen, you know what? The third weapon that will have us win the war is the weapon of the word of God. Watch this. And he said, listen, all Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, hallelujah. My God, isn't that reassuring? When you are in trouble, my God, and you can open the word of God. And is it the word comes just in time. Amen. Hallelujah. We are serving a God who knows how to answer our prayer just in time. We are serving an on-time God. What a reassuring word. The army is preparing and marching slowly upon them. Ah, Lord, but it says, my Lord, thus said the Lord to you. What is? Be not afraid. What is? Do not be dismayed. What is? For this battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Folks, this battle, whatever you go through in life, God says to us, it's not yours to fight. Hallelujah. It's mine to fight. Amen. This battle is not yours, but God. What is tomorrow? Go down against them. Behold, they will come up by the ascent of Ziz. You will find them at the end of the... My God, again, folks. God is watching our back. My God, the enemy thought he was going to surprise us, my God. But he don't know that God is watching our backs. Hallelujah. The devil don't know, amen, that God has put angels in charge over us to keep us in all our ways. Yeah, the plot is exposed. God is here. You will find them at the end of the valley, east. Talk about details. God knows all things. God sees all things. You'll find them at the end of the valley, east of the wilderness of Zeruiah. You will not need, oh Lord, my God. You will not need to fight this battle. Hallelujah. Here are God's instruction to us, to the church. Here is God's instruction to us, people of God. Hallelujah. What God says, stand firm or stand still or don't do nothing. Ah, what is the enemy want to fight in flesh and blood? Ha ha. But God said, no. This battle is not about flesh and blood. Oh, God, oh, God. How many times as Christians, amen, we confuse ourselves with this fight? How often it appears, man, God, amen, that we are fighting against each other and we can't see the devil at work. We have to understand that when we are attacked by people, there is a spirit behind the people. When you're attacked by people, it is the spirit behind the people. That's why you can't afford to fight hand to hand. My God, it's not flesh, It is spirits in operation. My God. And that's as a child of God, we have to discern that and not respond in the flesh, but respond in the spirit. My God. And so he said, what? Stand firm. Stand still. Don't do nothing. Don't say nothing. Stand still. What's this? You'll find them at the end. Stand firm. Says, hold your position and see the salvation of the Lord. He wanted to say, do not be afraid. Again, he's reassuring them. And God knows why he is reassuring them. No, because in the midst of that, there's always going to be one or two in the midst. Yeah. That faith cannot shake you. My God, there's always some Christian. Amen. You see, all of us is not at the same spiritual level. So some are going to have stronger faith than others. So for those with weak faith, he says, amen, be not afraid. Neither be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. Now, there's something that is happening here. It's in there, but you have to look to see it. Notice, this is a physical battle from a flesh point of view, right? The Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Meunites. It's an army, literal army. Watch this. Judah also have a literal army. Follow me here. They are also prepared to physically fight. But watch this. Because this battle is not in the flesh. My God, somebody. Then the instruction says, then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the Kehohites and the Korahites stood up to do what? To praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a loud voice. Amen. I'm coming to that last, amen, weapon, the foot weapon. Amen. That will allow us to win wars is the weapon of praise. Is the weapon of praise. My God, my God, my God. Something is about to happen in your church. Something is about to happen here. Something is about to happen here. Number one, notice first of all, the battle have not even started yet, but they begin to praise and worship God. My God, my Lord, my Lord. The battle ain't start yet, but the folks start praising God. My God, what do you do when water bad? Praise the Lord. You can't see the end result yet. But what you're going to do in the meantime? I can give some God's, my Lord, some praise. I can't see the end of it. But what I can do now, I can praise the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. Even before the battle start, these guys were worshiping and praising God. Watch this. Watch this. And they rose early in the morning. Somebody say early. Early praise. And went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And when they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. And praise him in holy attire as they went before the army. Doesn't that look confusing? You going to fight some folks, and you going and singing. You got sword and shield and horse, and you singing. That looks so off key. That looks so stupid. That look abnormal. That look like you're cuckoo. Folks, there are times when God would tell you to do some stuff that looks like abnormal, but God knows what he's doing. Yes. Amen, amen. We will not understand, always understand how God works, but God is God. That's why God is God. My Lord, somebody. My Lord. And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire. And the singer said, what? Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. And when, what's this, what is, what is it, what is here? Imagine, they're also armed with swords and spear and shield and helmet. Except in front of them, there is some folks that are doing what? Singing. Verse 22. And when they began to sing and praise the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. Jesus. And when they began to sing, what happens? The Lord set an ambush. And that's why God was saying to them, stand still. Hold your position. Do not be afraid. For this battle is not yours, but it's mine. The Bible said that God set an ambush. I don't know how God did that, but that's why I am I and God is God. There are some times we don't know how God works, because only God can work how God works. And the people begin to praise God. And the Bible says, as they begin to praise God, something happened. Something happened. The enemy begin to fight against themselves. My God. My God. What? As soon as they begin to sing and praise God, again realizing that they begin to sing before the battle started. Now they are singing glory to God in the battle. And in the process of the praises, the people became confused. They fought against themselves and they destroyed themselves. Isn't God amazing? You know what you ought to see there? Moab, Ammon, and the Moon, that's what, right? Watch this. Three armies, right? For they to come against Judah, it means at one time the enemy were uniting. All of a sudden, because of divine intervention, the one's unity becomes division. God knows how to confuse your enemies. God knows how to confuse your enemies. And that's why God says, vengeance is mine. My God. Vengeance is my sin. God said, I will fight this stuff for you. You don't have to walk yourself up. Amen, amen. So what's this here? The people come to battle. It appears that the enemy came with sword and spears and shield and whatever have you. It appears that Judah came with sword and spear and shield. But God said, no, you're not going to use those physical weapons. Because this weapon, amen, that we're going to use here, amen, is about spiritual warfare, not physical warfare. You see, as a child of God, when you are a child of God, and the enemy comes against you, and the enemy wants a physical fight, the enemy give you a hand, and the enemy expects you to give them a hand. They want hand-to-hand combat. The enemy want to cost you and expect you to cost them back. They want carnality for carnality. But what is the Bible says what? When you are a child of God, you are to operate well in the spirit. So watch this, amen. Those folks came, glory to God, with spear and sword and shield. But the children of God came with prayer and fast, my God, and the word of God, amen, and with some praise. Two different kinds of weapon. And they confuse and destroy themselves. Why? Because there is something about praises that somehow, my God, the enemy gets confused. Hallelujah. According to the text, amen, it was during the act of the praises, God began to move. There was something about praise that confuses the enemy. There was something about praise that moved God to move the enemy from our lives. My God, praise, amen, will make our enemy turn on themselves. Hallelujah. If you want God to give you victory over your enemy, you must learn how to focus on praise and not on the problem. Focus on praise and not on the enemy. When the devil used discouragement and gossip, my God, when the devil used hurt and guilt and hopelessness and negativity, I say he expects you to feel down and to feel heavy. Watch this. That's important. The enemy rejoices when we are in a depressed mood. He rejoices when we are heavy and feel hopeless, my God, and hurting. I feel like nobody knows the trouble I see. Amen. And nobody cares about me. The devil enjoys that. As a matter of fact, he expects you to behave just the way you feel. But as a child of God, we don't live by how we feel. We live by what we know. My God, we don't live by how we feel, but we live by the word of God. Hallelujah. And so, for the enemy, how in the world can you rejoice when you are in pain? How can you praise God when you are heavy? But the Bible says there is something about praise. The Bible says what? The Lord shall give you, my God, the garment of praise, my God. Hallelujah. For the spirit of heaviness. Praise move the hand of God. When you can praise God, despite your problem, you confuse the enemy and you win the battle. When you can worship God, instead of worry about your situation, you confuse the enemy. When you can speak the word of God and not the word of man, you confuse the enemy and you win the victory. The Bible said that we must put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The psalmist says that God dwells where? In the midst of his praise. Hallelujah. The song says, if you want to see the glory of the Lord, why don't you praise him? Lift up your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. He said, don't stop praising him. A matter of fact, praise him when? In the morning. Praise him in the evening. Praise him in the noontime. Hallelujah. David says, let everything that I breath praise the Lord. If God been good, praise the Lord. You want the victory? Praise the Lord, somebody. My God. There was something about praise. And as I read this thing over and over for the past couple weeks, I realized, man, sometimes we miss God because we forget to give him some praise. I think many times God wants to give us the victory, but he's not getting the praise. My God, hallelujah. And I believe, amen, the time has come for us, amen, to begin to practice how to praise God in the midst of our problems. My God, throughout the history in the Word of God, we see our praises move God. Ask the children of Israel when they were about to enter into the promised land. There was an obstacle that stand in the way. It is called the Wall of Jericho. My God, something about the Wall of Jericho. Amen. It was high. It was strong. Amen. The people was bad. Hallelujah. But God says, all I want you to do for 7 days, walk around once a day. And on the 7th day, walk 7 times and give God some praise. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, it's important, folks, if you're going to get the victory, we have to learn what to do, how to do what the Bible says. Yes. Obey divine instructions. Yes. And the Bible said they obeyed the instructions, my God, on the 7th day, they marched around the wall of Jericho 7 times. And they blew the trumpet. Hallelujah. And the wall began to fall down. It doesn't matter how high the wall is in your life. It doesn't matter how strong the wall is. When you begin to give God some praise, the wall got to crumble. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Give God some praise in the house. Hallelujah. What is this? The children of Israel. What's this? The children of Israel didn't have the manpower. They did not have, my God, the horsepower. They didn't have the weapon power. Hallelujah. But what they had was the praise power. Hallelujah, somebody. They exercised the power of praise and things begin to happen. We saw Paul and Silas in prison in the book of Acts. They're in jail. They didn't have, my God, bail power. They didn't have lawyer power, but they had praise power. My God, when they began to praise God, God intervened on their behalf. There was something about praise that moved God. And when God moves, He moves in your situation. He moves your problems away. He moves your enemy away. He moves your sickness away. He moves your disease away. He moves, glory to God, your pain away. All He wants is some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you are going through today, we're not here to fight flesh. We're fighting spirits. We're fighting demons. Don't respond in the flesh when somebody says things about you. Don't respond in the flesh when somebody gossips about you. Don't respond in the flesh when somebody runs their mouth at you and hypocrisy and backbiting you. Don't respond in the flesh. It's a spirit. How do you respond? In the spirit. Matter of fact, the Bible says, bless your enemies. Pray for them that despitefully use you. My God. Folks, it is absolutely extremely difficult to love your enemies. But you see, it is impossible to love your enemy when you're trying to do it in the flesh. Because flesh want to respond. Flesh want to respond to the flesh. You give me 2 bad words, I give you 3 bad words. You give me 4 bad words, I give you 5 bad words. My God, amen. You mash my toe, I mash your foot. Flesh always want to respond in the flesh, but it's a spirit. We got to learn to respond in the spirit. Glory to God. And only God that can do that. Only God can do this. Walk in the spirit and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Whatsoever your problems are today, all you got to do, pray and fast. Get someone who's going to unite with you to help pray and fast with you. Glory to God. Believe the word of God. And number four, before the battle, during the battle, begin to give God some praise. But watch this, the last point I'm going to make. I'm going to close here. Last point here. Bear with me here. This is good. The last point I'm going to make here. Look from verse. Praise God. I'm going to read it through very quick. And I'm going to show one thing that I think is powerful here that we don't want to miss here today. Watch this. Hallelujah. Watch this. So the devil attacked through the three armies of Israel. God fought for them and the win. The Bible says that they gathered all what the enemy had. And they called the valley of blessing, Barakah. Amen. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it for good. God knew, God is in. I'm telling you, man, folks, God is so good, God will make even your enemy bless you. My God, he'll make your enemies bless you. Bible says they gather all what the enemies had, all the spoil. But something significantly happened after that. He says in verse, I'll read from verse 27. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat at the head, returning to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord has made them rejoice over what? Their enemies. Verse 28. They came to Jerusalem with a harp and lyrics and trumpets to the house of the Lord, and the fear of God came on all the kingdoms of the country where they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for God gave him rest all around. There's something here I want to show you. The Bible says in 28, they came to Jerusalem with a harp and lyres and trumpets to the house of the Lord. Now, it says in the house of the Lord. Watch this. In verse 4. Watch this. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord, and all the cities of the Judah came to seek the Lord. Watch this. Verse 5. And Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord. Watch this. My God. You see that there? Where did it start? In the house of the Lord. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. David said, I was glad when they say unto me, let us go, my God, into where? Into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Folks, listen to this. Whenever you come in, there are some people, amen, who come in the house of the Lord and they say they ain't get not a service. My God, the devil is a liar. When you come in the house of the Lord, you must come with a praise. When you come in the house of the Lord, you must come expecting something from God. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord, there are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah, somebody. Your blessing starts in the house. In the house. My God, there are some folks, man, they come dry. And they leave dry. And they're complaining, this service was dry. No, this service was not dry. You was dry. My God. You was dry. If you come with your praise on. If you come with a testimony, if you come with a dance, if you come with a song, hallelujah, ah God, you must get something from God. Oh Lord, somebody. Ah, when the praises go up, the blessing gonna come down. If you want some blessing today, stand onto your feet and lift your voice and give God some praise.
Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Praises. Praises. Praises confuse the devil. Praises make demons scatter. Praise God in your situation. Hallelujah. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Spirit of God.
Hallelujah. Bless God today. God is good, church. Hallelujah.
Amen. Stop worrying about your problem. Just give God praise. In spite of it, just begin to give God some praise. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the noontime. Praise Him in the nighttime. My God. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Not in myself, but in God. It's God that doing it. It's God that blessing. It's God that healing. It's God that setting free. My God, only God. It's God, only God. It's God and God alone.
Oh Lord, oh God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We bless your name, Jesus. Father, we thank you today for your word to our hearts. Lord, you have called us to war, but not in the flesh. You have called us to war in the spirit. Remind us, oh God, today, as we have fasted and prayed for the rest of this year, we commit to walking in the spirit. We commit to responding in the spirit. We commit, glory to God, to be a people who know how to pray and fast. We are committed as a people who know how to unite for the needs of others. We are committed as a people who knows how to rely and to live on your word. We are committing ourselves as a people who know how to live a life of praise in the midst of adversity. May you strengthen our hearts, strengthen our minds, strengthen our soul, strengthen our spirit in the name of Jesus. That the rest of this year, it will be an unusual year. A year of fire. A year of power. A year of victory. A year of the supernatural. A year of the spectacular. A year of the abnormal. A year of the exponential. A year of exploration. My God, today, let your name be glorified in this house. And we will cease not to live the rest of our days in serving you in spirit and in truth. We thank you for your blessing today. In Jesus' name. Give God some praise in the house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.